Covering high school sports across the board.
This is Prep Sports Nation.
Brought to you by QC Kinetics on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app, live in the Kia studios. Welcome to Prep Sports Nation. I am your host, Damian Day-Day Lewis, at the D Lewis for real, at 92.9 The Game for all your social needs of this lovely station, and at PS underscore Nation underscore on the X, Twitters, whatever you want to call it. Got to give a shout out to Kenya Kardashian checking in on the gram. Yeah, on the gram. I couldn't remember which one it was. Locked into the show. Appreciate the support. Always love the support from the listeners. And whenever you let us know and all the social media connections and whatnot. And Kenya actually has been a supporter for a long time, even when I did V103 back in the day. So appreciate the love. All right. Still to come here in just a couple of minutes. Going to hear from Dylan Tirico, linebacker for Blessed Trinity, the Titans football team, as well as a Princeton commit. Great conversation with him that I got a chance to have over the weekend. And later in the show, Coach Maurice Dixon, head coach. I can't talk tonight, Sonny. Head coach for the Creekside Seminoles football team. Real quick, though, before we get into that. So as I mentioned earlier in the show, actually, before I do that, I'm tripping. Got to congratulate the Hawks. I didn't congratulate the Hawks.
I wasn't going to say anything, but I wanted to know when you were going to bring it up.
Yeah, got to congratulate the Hawks. Obviously, before the show tonight, you heard they got the win if you were listening or maybe you were watching. Way to get the season going. Listen, I was there. I actually came straight from State Farm here. I like what I see. And I think I said this on the air. Maybe I didn't. I definitely said it in conversations with people. Look, this is a young team with Trey leading the way as the vet. I mean, Clint, obviously older as well. Bogey, one of the older guys, technically still young, though. But this is going to be just a young, fun team to watch. I had that feeling. And tonight what I saw is exactly what I felt. They're going to be a young, fun, energetic team to watch. And you just have to manage your expectations for this season. Don't go into this thinking, they're going to be a top four seed and all. Like, don't worry about that. This is a team that has a chance to really develop over the next few seasons into a serious contender. If they can keep it all together and, you know, all the things they need to fall in place. And so I really think just this season alone is just going to be a fun. It's going to be worth going there to State Farm Arena or catching the Hawks whenever you can, just to see some fun products, just to see some fun basketball.
Enjoy the ride.
Yeah, enjoy the ride. That's what this year is going to be about, in my opinion. So congratulations on them getting the win tonight to open up the season over the Nets. And it was great energy in State Farm Arena tonight. Traffic, unfortunately, you know, if you were watching on TV, you might have thought, oh, wow, nobody's there. But I think really a lot of that was traffic. Game had tipped off and there were still a lot of people trying to get into the arena because it's just, and I guess maybe I just never paid attention to it before. But tonight I really kind of really saw it for, you know, and it really kind of jumped out to me. Like, getting there and trying to park, like where State Farm is situated, it's not the easiest situation as far as trying to get there. And there's a lot of construction. So like that one lot that's down by the Gulch, like one of the main ways to get in, like they've got some parts of it blocked off, it looked like tonight. So, you know, that had a lot to do why if you were watching it on TV, it looked like it, you know, was kind of empty for it to be the season opener. A lot of people were still trying to get into the arena when the game tipped off. So, my suggestion, if you plan on going to games, get to the area if you can. I understand people have lives and things to do, but if you can be in the area by 6:30, 6:45, that's what I would suggest because it's going to take a minute to kind of park and then get yourself over into the arena. So
my suggestion is always take MARTA. Always.
Or that. MARTA is definitely smarter if you're willing to do it. So there you go. All right, real quick, before the conversation with Dylan Tirico of Blessed Trinity, wanted to let you know what's going on. As I mentioned, fall sports wrapping up. So we'll start off in this segment here with volleyball. Pretty much, I believe, all of the semifinal matchups are all set up. They'll all take place on Saturday. In 6A, you've got the defending champs of Alpharetta taking on Norcross. And then on the other side, you've got Walton taking on North Cobb, of course, North Cobb. So Alpharetta was the defending 6A champs last year. North Cobb was the defending 7A champs last year, but obviously no more 7A. So technically you got two defending champs in the semifinal for 6A. We're just going to run through these real quick because I want to get to Dylan. In 5A, you've got Pope taking on Milton. Phenomenal seasons both of those programs are having. Milton in under their first year of their new head coach. Woodward Academy taking on Sequoia on the other side, and that's 5A, your four teams in 5A. In 4A, you've got Blessed Trinity, speaking of, taking on Cartersville, and then on the other side, you've got Marist. Whoa, this is going to be a matchup. Taking on Pace. Pace, I believe, is in the hunt for their eighth straight state title. It's crazy. Eight in a row. And then in 3A, you've got White County taking on Jefferson, and on the other side, Richmond Academy taking on Calhoun. Let's keep it rolling. Morgan County takes on Ringgold in 2A on one side. Columbus takes on Savannah Arts Academy on the other side. And single A, you've got Gordon Lee taking on Pepperell on one side. Bremen taking on Elite Scholars. Shout out to Elite Scholars, man. They're doing their thing. This is like 2 years in a row, I believe, into the postseason. Last year, I want to say they got knocked out maybe in the quarterfinals. I'll have to double check that and let you know. And then last one, private, you've got Hebron Christian taking on Lovett on one side, and on the other side, Mount Perrin taking on Mount Pisgah. So congratulations to all the teams that have advanced to the semifinals of the GHSA Volleyball State Championship Tournament. All right, Dylan Tirico, linebacker, Princeton commit for Blessed Trinity. Got a chance to catch up with him. I think it was Sunday. See, he and I hopped on the line. But great conversation, phenomenal career he's been having, and looking forward to seeing him close out his senior year on a high note. I know he'd like to do that. That high note being a state championship, but and right now his squad is looking good as far as chances of being able to do just that. But great conversation with Dylan, and here it is. And we'll head out to the WaveForward.com hotline where Dylan is joining me now. Dylan, first off, man, I want to say thank you for taking time out of your day. Appreciate you joining us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Man, obviously a fantastic high school career for you, man. Just talk about, I know you guys are in the midst of the season, man, but just talk about, you know, just for you, what the emotions are kind of like knowing that from the high school level, this is kind of the last ride.
Yeah, I mean, the emotions are high. Emotions are definitely high. I mean, I love my school. I love the culture at BT, and I'm just playing this game to just, each week I'm playing to have another week. You know, it's getting to that point where it's towards the end of the season, playoffs start coming, and I'm just playing for another week with my friends, another week with my coaches.
Good deal. And when you look at your playing career high school-wise, you know, from that first year to now, man, what would you say are some areas of growth that you, you know, you're kind of most proud of about yourself?
I think I'm definitely most proud of the way my football intellect has grown. Things are just slowing down so much for me. I remember freshman year, it was like I was out in a war zone every single play. Things were moving so fast. And now things are really, they're really starting to slow down, and I could really trust and read to my keys.
Good deal. Spending time on the WaveForward.com hotline. Dylan Tirico, the Blessed Trinity Titans football team, joining us here on Prep Sports Nation. Also, Princeton commit. This season, man, you guys are having a fantastic season. Right now, you're sitting, you know, pretty good at 6-1, 2-0 in region play. Let's talk about the one loss, which came last month. You lose to Milton, but then you guys roll off three straight. And, of course, that loss kind of snapped a three-game winning streak. But after that loss, what would you say you guys learned about yourselves to kind of help you get back on track, you know, as that was really just a couple of weeks before region play started?
Yes, I mean, that loss really, I think it proved how resilient we were. Mm-hmm. That Milton team, number four in the country, and we're some small private school with 900 kids. But we came out there and we really fought. I think that proved to us that we could play with anybody out there, and when we play together and we have a good week of practice, we can do anything.
All right, and moving forward, obviously a couple more games before you guys you wrap up the regular season, and you know, all things go well, you guys will be into postseason play. What do you feel are kind of some of the most important things when it comes down to what you guys need to kind of stay locked in on, focused on as you prepare to try to finish out strong?
we definitely need to clean up some penalties. We do have a pretty big penalty problem right now. Staying disciplined, keeping contained is the big things defensively wise. But I mean, we're rolling right now. We're having great practices. Our coaches are absolutely amazing. Coach Carter, the defensive coordinator, can't even tell you how much film we watch each week. So, like, if we just keep rolling, I think we'll be good. I think we're heading in the great direction.
Good deal. Spending time on the WayForward.com hotline here with Dylan Tirico joining us on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, a Princeton commit. Talk about that commitment to Princeton. What was it? How did you know? What was the feeling for you that you knew this is where I want to continue my academic and athletic career?
Yes, sir. Well, Princeton, it just feels like home to me. I have an older brother who's there right now. The coaches, they'll come and eat dinner at my house. It was really just that comfort and feel that that's somewhere where I could thrive athletically and academically.
All right. And what do you feel are going to be some of those memories that stick with you from your time at Blessed Trinity?
There's a lot of memories. The locker room stuff, just having a great time, blasting music, the crazy stuff that happens in the locker room, the bus rides, eating the food, playing in the games, winning big games. I love BT so much. I've had a great 4 years here, and I don't want it to end, but I know I got to cherish it.
Well, I'm sure when you continue on, things are going to keep rolling up, going up for you. One more, Dylan, before I let you go. What would class of 2025 Dylan Tirico tell, 10-year-old Dylan Tirico and a bunch of other 10-year-olds about, you know, if this is something, a sport they really know, or whatever sport it is they want to, you know, they're passionate about and they hope to, you know, do it at the next level when it comes down to, you know, collegiately. What would you tell those young men or just those young student athletes out there in general?
Just never, never, ever, ever even think about giving up. If you have a passion, just follow it with everything that you have. I mean, everybody's potential is limitless if you put your mind to it. I mean, I'm an undersized linebacker, and I feel like I've accomplished a lot, and I have so much more farther that I can go. Just believe in yourself, even when others tell you that you can't do it, you know that you have something special in you, and you have that passion for a reason, and chase after it.
Man, that's beautiful stuff right there. Well, Dylan, thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes out of your day to join us here on Prep Sports Nation on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Wishing you and your Blessed Trinity Titans teammates good luck down the stretch here. I know you guys aren't looking past Centennial at all in any kind of way, but something tells me that matchup against Cambridge in a couple of weeks is going to be one that everyone's going to have their eyes on.
That'll be a fun game. Got to get past Centennial first, though.
Right. All right, man. Well, thanks again, and good luck to you guys. And, again, wishing you nothing but much success down the stretch.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for interviewing me.
All right, and again, that was Dylan Tirico of the Blessed Trinity Titans football team, linebacker, Princeton commit, and as you heard, great young man, and great conversation, man. Glad it's so fun, man, catching up with these student athletes and coaches, man. I really enjoy this, man. You know, I always get on my soapbox here and there and say I'm so thankful that the powers that be around here, the Mike Contis, even Reggie Rouse down for V103 now that we do the high school football show on Saturday mornings, and Rick Caffey, and just everyone so supportive of Prep Sports Nation. And obviously thank you to all the schools and their communities and supporters for allowing me to have over the years come into their world. So, all right, I'll get off of that. All right, still to come, head coach Maurice Dixon, Creekside Seminoles football team. They've been rolling, man. They dropped the first two. They weren't worried about it, and they didn't care about what nobody had to say, because right now them boys are rolling. Got a chance to catch up with him. You'll hear that, plus what I'm looking forward to the rest of this week. It's all coming up right here on Prep Sports Nation Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, available everywhere on the Odyssey app.